KC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.
Hello. This devotional is titled The Parable of the Slow-Moving Vehicle, authored by Dunamis and Sophia Okunowo. The ambitious Jaguar sped fast and passed the trailer. The trailer was moving at some 45 kilometers per hour, and somehow it couldn't do more than that. He wasn't happy with that speed, but he could do nothing about it. The Mercedes-Benz, with its shiny body and enviable curves, easily overtook the trailer as well, like a bolt of lightning. But the trailer moved on. One thing he refused to do was to give up. In no time, the Toyota Land Cruiser, regal as ever, black and beautiful, as sturdy as ever, simply glided past the trailer, and effortlessly too. Now the trailer was beginning to consider his situation. Could there be a curse somewhere? Have I been struck by the slow motion curse? As I moved on the road and stepped on the gas pedal, he just couldn't do beyond 45 kilometers. As I pondered on his situation and thought of what could be his problem and why every other vehicular bodies were overtaking and leaving him behind, the proud, high and lofty Rolls Royce jetted past like an arrow. Its beautiful shiny yellow color, in a moment of time, seemed immersed in the noonday sun and emitted a momentary shade of bright colors as it sped past. The bright colors were in no way a resemblance of the dark-colored mind of the trailer, as I began thinking it might need some time of fasting and prayers. But one thing the trailer kept doing against all odds was that he kept moving. Yes, very slowly, but continued moving. In his mind, those other vehicles would get to their destination faster. That one seemed sure. Then, the most absurd happened. A jalopy of the famed Volkswagen Beetle, long out of production, also overtook the trailer. Can you imagine? Of all vehicles, Volkswagen? With this, the trailer concluded he needed a serious deliverance session by an anointed motor mechanic. Could it be my engine is weak? He pondered on many possibilities. But I was just serviced with a new oil during the anointing service. Finally, a bike sped fast. An Okada? Oh Lord, now I know you don't like me. Even an Okada overtaking me? But thank God he didn't stop. He kept moving on his track. At a time, he saw some signboard of a run faster roadside motor mechanic and was tempted to check them out in case they would offer him some quick miracle, but thank God he wasn't distracted. He kept moving on his track, unperturbed. After some hours, when he thought he could never meet up with other vehicles, he arrived at his destination, a petrol station, to deliver the fuel and fulfill his ministry. Then an amazing sight confronted him, and that was when he began to dance and then saw that God knows what he is doing. The Jaguar, Mercedes-Benz, Toyota Land Cruiser, Rolls-Royce, Volkswagen Beetle, bike, and other vehicles were all grounded, waiting for the trailer. Then it occurred to him, he is carrying what they all needed. All of a sudden, the melancholy mien gave way to a joyful exuberance at the realization that they are all waiting for him. Now he saw that it didn't matter, they overtook him at some point. Now they are all waiting because he is carrying the fuel they need. And that is the way it is in life. You think you have lost some years, but they will wait for you. You think they overtook you, but they will wait for you. Why? You're carrying what they need. You're carrying a solution to this generation. It is the weight of the assignment that made it seem your journey was slow. But at the end, they will all line up for you because God's hand is upon you. I pray for you this morning. God will lift up your head. You thought your wedding is late, but it will actually be the latest in town. As you stay with God and refuse to be distracted with some roadside mechanic in the race of life, God will honor you at the end. Get ready for something great in your life and never forget this message translation rendition. I know what I am doing. I have it all planned out. Plans to take care of you, not abandon you. Plans to give you the future you hope for. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Confession for the day. I will not be distracted in the race of life. Prayer for the day. Lord, help me to stay focused and consistent. Thought for the day. I'll make sure you won't be disappointed. God's decree. I'll turn things around for you. I'll bring you back from all the countries into which I drove you. God's decree. Bring you home to the place from which I sent you off into exile. You can count on it. Jeremiah 29 verse 14, Message Translation. Action plan for the day. Thank God for where you are right now in the race of life. Thank you and God bless you. This devotional was read by Adebola Ayoade.
This is KHC Radio, brought to you by Kisses and Hugs Club.